just saying a prayer together. If everyone could just stand to your feet if you're able. Let's just pray. God, we just welcome you into this place. We thank you that we can gather in your name and that we can come as your family, as your sons and your daughters, God. We just love you, and we've come to hear from you and be with you. We say these things in your son's name. Amen.
Thank you. Darkness shines through. God, we thank you that you do indeed have the name that is above all name, above all names. And I'm going to read real quick from Psalm 68, and these are words of David thanking God for who he is and for the sanctuary of God, where God was worshipped in his time. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth, and sing praises to the Lord, Selah. To him who rides upon the highest heavens, which are from ancient times, behold, he speaks forth with his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His majesty is over Israel, and his strength is in the skies. O God, you are awesome from your sanctuary. The God of Israel himself gives strength and power to the people. Blessed be God. God, in light of that psalm of worship to you, and when we look at our lives and we come to you with our prayers and the things that make our hearts ache, God, we look to songs like that and songs that we just sang and your scripture, which reminds us that you are worthy of us coming to you. And so with that in mind, God, we lift up these prayer concerns and praises and everything that runs from prayers for saving someone from death all the way to the celebration of new life and new things. We bring these to you. And so, God, with that in mind, we just lift up Ray Swiger to you, Melanie Bachman's grandfather. Just be with him in his time of need as his health is failing. Just be with him. We also pray for Harold Godshall as he needs healing from cancer. We've learned that he has cancer. Just pray that you'd be with him and Joni and their family as they walk through that together. We also pray for Thomas Schauer, Mary Bell's son, who is recovering. He is recovering from hip surgery. Just be with him and his family. And God, we also give you praise today as we have heard an update about this Chase Thomas, the friend of Jacob Herr. The doctors brought him out of his drug-induced coma, and he was responsive and alert. We just thank you for that, God. Thank you that he made it through. And to whatever extent he needs healing, God, we pray that you'd be with him and his family. And God, we also again lift up Arayla to you, the friend of Lori Cole, who has cancer at such a young age. We thank you and praise you that so far the treatments have had low side effects. Just be with her and her mother as they walk through that. And God, we pray that you'd be with Melanie Munir, the cousin of the Cody family. This is Steve's sister's daughter, Melanie. Just be with her and be with their son, Rowan, who's in the NICU with a collapsed lung after being born. Be with Melanie as she heals from a C-section. And we just pray that you'd be with Melanie as she heals and Rowan as he heals as well. And God, we thank you for all the ways that new life is coming to our church. We also thank you and praise you that the Denlingers have brought home their son Ernest and that he is here and that Phil is awaiting a meeting with him tomorrow. And just pray that you'd be with Phil as he meets his new grandchild. And God, we just pray for the community around us as this marks 10 years since the Amish schoolhouse shooting. God, I pray that that you would be with all that were involved in that, be with the Amish community, be with the first responders that were there. I pray that, as for some, this is a very difficult time, just pray that they would turn to you in their pain and in their suffering, and that they would find their peace with you. And God, we lift up and pray for the ways that our church is involved in worldwide missions. We especially pray for Sister Osejic, who is working in Ethiopia with the least of these. We just thank you that we have her son, Ebenezer, with us for an extended period of time. And thank you that Sister arrived home safe in Ethiopia. And so, God, we lift all these things to you. And we know that you hold them in your hand and that you are a trustworthy place for us to come with these things. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm going to jump right into our announcements here. It's good to see everybody again. And with that, just don't forget, we have the Millersville Parade. It's in the bulletin. You can see the announcement there. It's October 22nd. There's also VBS items that are still left here. They are downstairs on the table in the fellowship hall. If there's any items that you are looking for that you don't remember bringing or you know of something that you brought that you haven't gotten back, you can go ahead and look for those items down there. Let's see. Sunday school. I'm going to give a little plug for Sunday school here. It's a great time. We kicked off our passages from Paul this morning. And it was a great time of discussion and teaching. And I would encourage everybody who can to come. It's a great time. I really enjoy it. And don't feel like you had to be there from the very beginning. If you couldn't make it, just come. You can start at any time. Oh, okay. And while Joyce is coming, another thing, Phil Miller is finalizing a date for his bonfire, November 5th. It's Saturday, November 5th, 4 to 5 o'clock. If you're coming, you can bring some dishes. We're going to have probably hot dogs and s'mores and things like that. And we have about 3 or 4 weeks yet till that comes, so we can finalize some details about that in the time being.
This announcement is for all the kiddos, so listen up. Not this coming Tuesday, but the next Tuesday, October 11th, we're going to start Kids Choir. And we're going to be preparing for a Christmas musical. And so we're going to go from 6:30 to 7:30 every Tuesday. We're not going to go every other, we're going to go every Tuesday. And we will need some of the adults, maybe more in November. We'll have to work on some parts for you to help them, to back them up. So we're going to try a musical this year, and we need your support, and we need all the children to be able to come out. So thank you, parents, for bringing them. All right.
And one other announcement I don't want to forget. Mary Bell Schauer, who is our eldest member, I believe, it is her birthday on October 24th, so If you would like to drop her a note, you can do so. And she has been a blessing to us for many years. And I love, when I usually see her when we go caroling there, and just all she talks about is Jesus, and I love that about her. So just keep that in mind. I think that is everything. And with that, we can greet one another in Jesus' name.